Well, one of the classics of 20th century theatre is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. It opened on Broadway in 1955. It won a Pulitzer Prize for its author, the great Tennessee Williams. And I guess the most famous production is that very steamy 1958 film with Paul Newman as the wealthy alcoholic Brick and Elizabeth Taylor as his sexually frustrated wife, Maggie. Do you remember this?
You know what I feel like? I feel all the time like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Then jump off the roof, Maggie, jump off it. Our cats jump off roofs and they land uninjured. Do it, jump.
Jump where? Into what?
Take a lover.
I don't deserve that. Oh, why can't you get ugly, Brick? Why can't you please get fat or ugly or something so I can stand it?
You make out fine. Your kind always does.
Oh, I'm more determined than you think. I'll win, all right.
Win what? What is the victory of a cat on a hot tin roof?
Just stand on it, I guess. Long as she can.
Yeah, well, that's a marriage which is in trouble. We're in the Deep South in the mansion of Big Daddy Pollitt, and everyone except Big Daddy knows that the rich old patriarch is dying of cancer, and this is a family that's seething with ambition and lies and greed and sexual desire. The Sydney Theatre Company is staging the play with a star-studded cast. Reviewer Tim Byrne has been to see it. G'day.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. So, Maggie, the Elizabeth Taylor role, is played by Zara Newman, who's one of my favourite actors. Now, the show starts with her singing.
It does. It opens with her singing a rendition of Cry Me a River, in front of the stage in a spotlight, and then the lights come up on Brick in a transparent glass box. It's the shower, and he's naked, and it seems very sultry. The sense I got with Cry Me a River was that the director wanted us to know that Maggie had been grieving the loss of this marriage for a long time before the play opens. But it's an interesting idea because, unfortunately, in Zara Newman's performance, and I'm with you, I think she's such a wonderful actress, it's very hard to see that sense of loss. She's a very determined and flighty character, but I just didn't see any grief in her.
The Elizabeth Taylor character is just, I mean, she's just panting with grief and loss and frustration.
Exactly.
The young love still is there, isn't it? And it's, yet Brick is so hard in his rejection of her.
Yes, he's a very difficult character to come around in some ways because he's so implacable and passive. He's as you said, but mentioned before, he's a depressive alcoholic, and he's decided to drink himself to death. And she's a vital character. She's a character who wants to stay alive and keep the marriage alive. And I suppose that's her motivation.
And it's pretty clear that Brick is actually in love with his football buddy. What's his name? Skipper. Who's killed himself.
Yeah. I mean, there are different interpretations of that. Certainly one reading is that that Brick's latent homosexuality is so latent that he doesn't even know it himself. There's another reading of it that he's not necessarily gay himself, but that Skipper certainly was. Certainly the death of Skipper is the motivation to start him drinking and to shut him down emotionally. So yes, it's possible to read it as right. A gay relationship.
So we've got these two living in Big Daddy's house. He's the son of Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Big Daddy is the kind of dominant character, and the house always feels to me as though it's an extension or expression of Big Daddy. They're living in his house. These are his walls. These are his columns. These are his drapes.
Yes, that's very true.
And he's the guy. So how is the set handled in this show?
The set is strangely it makes an effort, I suppose, to break away from tradition. It's black. There's a lot of mirrors. It's very cold. And the furniture is very strangely from different kinds of periods. So you'll have a sort of faux marble 60s table, and you'll have a 50s lamp, and then you'll have a 90s television set.
So you're not convinced by it. The way you're talking suggests you're not convinced
by
this.
No, I wasn't convinced at all. In the program notes, Kip says that the point of the different furniture periods was to show this sort of the detritus of capitalist sort of society, the idea of buying up all that could be bought up. But in practicality, it just feels misguided. I found myself, and I think a lot of fellow audience members that I spoke to after the show found themselves just wondering, when was it set? Apparently it's contemporary, but it's a play that doesn't necessarily work in a contemporary setting, not entirely, I don't think.
So you've got some big names. You've got Hugo Weaving playing Big Daddy. You've got Pamela Ray playing Big Mama, who's usually fabulous at big emotions. She has a real feel for tragedy as an actor.
She's extraordinary. In fact, you know, Hugo is as well. I think for me, the older actors are more successful than the younger ones. But the performances are really over the top in some ways. They're operatic. That works sometimes, but it also doesn't necessarily work all the time. I quite liked Pamela's Big Mama. She's not necessarily an easy character to like. She's very obsequious and fawning. But Pamela, I think, to be honest, she was the character I felt the most for.
Right.
Which is a bit difficult. We do need to feel for Brick and Maggie as well, and I just didn't.
With 60 seconds to go, you said that you have said that Kip Williams, the director, didn't trust the play. What did you mean by that?
Yes, I think sometimes some directors, and often this is younger directors, Kip's a young man, feel they need to put a stamp on it and in some ways shake it up. But sometimes the best thing to do with a great play like that is to let your actors just get out of the way of the play in some ways. And I feel like he wanted his version. He wanted the Kip Williams Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And what we get is a little less than, in fact, a lot less than I would have liked.
Tim Byrne there with his review of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Michael.
And you can read Tim's review in the next edition of Australian Book Review. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof is playing at the Sydney Theatre Company until the 8th of June.